God, you are maker of heaven and earth. You give us life and breath and everything. You're the one who splits the seas, sets the sun into motion, protects your people, raises the dead to life. And you are more powerful and loving and beautiful than we could ever possibly imagine. We come before you hurting and anguished. We're tired of feeling and seeing the weight of evil in this world. Pain and suffering abound, and it can be hard for us to endure it. And this week, God, we have seen some of the most heinous pictures of evil possible. We've watched on as children and teachers were gunned down by a mentally deranged individual. And it is hard to see the awful, it's not hard to see the awful effects of the fall and sin in the world more clearly than what we have seen this week. God, we come before you praying for the families who lost loved ones in the tragedy. I can't imagine what they must be experiencing or feeling right now. God, we ask that you would give them a special sense of your nearness and your love in these days. You tell us all over Scripture that you care for the brokenhearted, and we are calling upon you to do so now. God, you tell us in Psalm 34:18 that you are near to the brokenhearted and save the crushed in spirit. You tell us in Psalm 147:3 that you heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. And you tell us this amazing truth in Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you by my righteous right hand. And God, you tell us through the Apostle Paul that you are the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our afflictions. We pray that all the hurting families, as well as those who mourn this tragedy, would sense your care and love for them in this hard time. This is not how the world is meant to be. You made the world good, and yet we in our sin marred its beauty and its goodness. And we know that something has to change, and we are asking for your help in bringing about the change. God, we know that we need change in this country, and we must put an end to mass shootings. They are heinous, and they're evil, and God, they seem to have no end. We are crying out for your help today. We're tired of waking up to another headline of tragedy after tragedy. Give us wisdom in our legislation. Help us make wise decisions and laws. May we not make idols of guns and freedom, and yet help us to know how to protect needed freedoms as well. No one and no party has the complete answer right now, but we know something has to change. Give us wisdom in bringing about that needed change. And God, we pray against those who are making this tragedy out to be a political pawn for their own purposes. Whether on the left or on the right, may all first recognize the hurting families. We pray in the strongest terms against those who seek to further their own political platform with this tragedy or bring about division through politics, especially in your church. Politics matter, but first and foremost, may we care for the families and represent Jesus to all who are hurting in this moment. And God, now I want to spend time praying for the many teachers in this room and in this world. Their jobs are so incredibly hard and so incredibly important. And to see such consistent demonic targeting of the very places they work at and the very people they serve must be absolutely exhausting and terrifying. Would you comfort the teachers in the room here tonight? There are many. Remind them that you are with them. Remind them that you love them and help them know how to care for their students as they seek to heal themselves. It has been such a grueling 3 years for them in the midst of COVID and the many tough dynamics that pandemic brought. To add the awful fear and burden of school shootings to their shoulders is a weight that seems unbearable. So God, please be with them. Bless them for their incredible and important work. We are so, so thankful for them. And next, God, I want to pray for our first responders. Their work is so grueling and so hard. They witness unspeakable tragedies all of the time. And plus, they carry around the weight of life and death every single time they go out on a call. Thank you so much for the amazing work that they do. God, I want to pray specifically and especially for the police officers here tonight. Their name and their profession has been so demonized and tarnished over the last few years in ways that are often unfair and unjust. May the response to this awful shooting, may their response to this awful shooting remind the world of how thankful we should be for our first responders and our police officers. In this shooting, their swift work brought about peace and safety for so many. Those police officers carried their God-given sword to bring about God-given justice. We are so thankful for them and for the first responders in our midst and in our community today. Bless them for their work. And God, I want to close by going to you and pleading for change and healing to this world. This is a broken place, and God, sin abounds everywhere. But God, we know that one day you will make all things right. One day all sad things will come untrue. And so God, we plea in the name of Jesus for you to come quickly, Lord, for you to bring healing, to rescue us from the brokenness of this world, that we might be with you in glory and that all things would be made right. Because we are holding on to the promise, Lord, that there will be a day where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death, no more suicide, no more divorce, no more depression, no more mass shootings, no more division anymore, because the former things will have passed away. And God, we pray that you would bring that day quickly. God, we're thankful for you, and we are thankful that in the brokenness of this world, we can still have hope. And we're thankful that Jesus is the one that brings it all. So it is in his mighty name we pray, through the power of the Spirit. Amen.